Some of the things that people can easily repair themselves are simple items that do not have complicated technology. For example, things made out of wood are normally quite simple to repair. If a chair or a door is damaged, any competent person could repair it with the help of a training manual or some instructional videos on the internet. In a similar way, it is very simple to repair broken clothing if you teach yourself basic sewing skills. There are many things that one can repair without difficulty if you have the skills required. It is better to ask an expert to repair something when the item in question has very complicated parts, or if it is very expensive. A good example of this is a fancy watch. On the one hand, fancy watches have a lot of intricate parts and mechanisms that require a very specialist knowledge to be able to repair. Most common people would not know the first thing when it comes to watch repair. On the other hand, some watches are very expensive and may have a lot of sentimental value as well. Therefore, it is important items like this are repaired by professionals so that nothing goes wrong in the process. There are certain situations in which it is sometimes not a good idea to pay for a repair. The most common of these is with items that are likely to break again and again after they break once. My mother used to say this was true about dishwashers and washing machines. The idea is that for items like this, after they break once, they will keep breaking every few months, and sometimes even more frequently. This means that you quickly end up spending more in repairs than it would have cost you to buy a completely new one in the first place. So for items like this, it is sometimes not a good idea to pay for a repair. I am of the opinion that products were better quality in the past. In the past, there were far fewer companies and fewer manufacturers of goods. Therefore, poor quality products did not last long, because word would spread and people would stop buying things from that company or manufacturer. Nowadays, with the rise of e-commerce and online selling platforms, there are far more companies selling products than ever before. This means it is a lot easier for companies to sell poor quality products. Even if they receive bad reviews for their products, there are enough buyers online that their products will still sell. So I think products were better quality in the past. There are many companies nowadays that only intend for their products to last for a short time. A very major example of this are international phone companies such as Apple. These companies want their consumer base to keep purchasing the latest and most expensive phones on the market. Therefore, they build the phones so that after a year or so, they stop working so well and become very slow. This is a process called planned obsolescence. And I think it is a very immoral business practice, though technically it is not illegal. However, I think if you spend a lot of money on a product, it should last a long time. I do not think luxury brands are always better quality than cheaper brands. In most cases, luxury brands are good quality because they have a reputation they must maintain. And in contrast, cheaper brands are lower quality because they cannot afford good materials. However, it is often the case that luxury brands get greedy and lazy. They know people will purchase luxury brands because they are a social status symbol, even if the quality is not great. Also, some cheaper brands are able to produce very high quality and well-made products, which do not cost a fortune. So, the answer to whether luxury brands or cheaper brands is better quality is not always clear.